Welcome to WDKX.com. I'm Tariq Spence with WDKX Wake Up Club. In this edition of the podcast, we're talking with Nigel Carrington, who is a comic book artist. We're also going to talk with one of his writers as well, Rob Jones. And what's unique about this story is I grew up as a kid and had a comic book phase. And a lot of the comic books that I was reading, some of them were set in New York City, where I'm from. But I've never heard of any comic books set in Rochester that have been made into comic books. That's what Nigel's done. He did exactly what superhero comic books do. You have a hero, you have a story, you have someone fighting, trying to make wrongs right. And the city he chose as the setting for his comic book characters, Rochester. I talked to Nigel about this and other things that influenced him to make these characters and what they're all about in this edition of the WDKX podcast. For somebody who makes these comics, like I'm looking at these comics right now, we'll show you a picture of them online at WDKX.com. Were you always into like superheroes and stuff like that? Like, or was this something that you came into recently? Like a lot of people say, oh, I've always been a fan of superheroes and comic books. And then other people are kind of like, no, I kind of got into it with, I saw the movies or I kind of got somebody, you know, introduced me to it. So what was this like for you to start, Nigel?
Oh, okay. Well, it started as, you know, like I said, it started like, you know, as me liking movies and film and Japanese anime and and stuff like that. And then it went from that into, you know, taking my art, because I always liked to draw ever since I was younger. And it started from that into, you know, me creating my first comic book when I first came to Rochester, New York. And it's about a guy who lived in an impoverished environment, and he then became you know, this superhero with these powers and stuff like that. And I kind of wanted to create books based on characters that I didn't see a lot, which was a lot of black characters, because I really want to kind of create those images and put those images out there. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, kids, you know what I'm saying, and adults who read comic books too, right, could, you know, kind of relate to. So that's why I kind of came up with this whole comic book line with mostly, you know, minority and black characters in there and stuff like that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, obviously, this was, you got into this before Black Panther was huge.
Yeah.
So this was something that I don't want people like, oh, he's just trying to capitalize. No, that's not the case.
Oh, no way.
There were, as a matter of fact, I don't even remember, I used to have comic books when I was a kid. Yeah. I don't remember Black Panther's character comic book. I do remember Blade. I do remember some black characters, but there weren't any. I don't ever remember any characters being based in a city I lived in other than New York, because they're all, you know, they're all in New York. Exactly. So I lived in New York, so they're all based in New York, but I couldn't imagine that there was one that's created with characters that are from Rochester. You know what I mean? I've never heard of this concept before. So when I see this, like you have one called Hair. What is Hair about?
So here's about this young black lady that, you know, she had cancer, and she put this wig on, and then the wig absorbs the cancer, and it become these entities on top of her head that, you know, fights off bad guys and stuff like that. You know, I just wanted to create, again, I wanted to create like a black character, kind of like Storm, because the only one I could really think of, right, that, you know, is popular is Storm. So I wanted to create another, you know, character that, you know, young black ladies and, you know, black women I like could kind of look up to, or even people who, you know, like women, you know, in a whole could really look up to, or even people that might be going through the same thing that she's going through,
yeah,
you know, have cancer and stuff like that, could kind of relate to, you know. So,
and so you have a lot of them mostly like superhero ones, but then you have this one that's called Chris and Wayne.
Chris and Wayne is kind of like a funny book. I wanted to kind of dive into this this funny book where these two guys, like, every time they get a job, they always mess up, right? And then they, you know, they get fired. They had to go get another job, and they just keep going on and stuff like that. And it's supposed to be a funny book. It's really hilarious, you know.
And for these, now these are just two of the ones. We'll get to the others in a minute. Yeah. Where can people get these? Because you've created these, but you actually distribute them out. People can go to comic book stores and get them.
Yeah, it's like all the comic book stores in Rochester. You could go to Comics Etc., Comic Book Heaven, Pop Rock. You know, I know all these guys stuff like that. It's friends of mine.
So, and it's in their store.
Yeah, in their store.
And you did you
From the creation of them all, your name is on all of them. Did you write them? Were there some input? Who did you work with to make these all happen?
Well, I work with a lot of writers and stuff like that. Some local, some not, you know, to kind of create some of these stories.
Okay.
When I first started, I started writing them myself, and then it kind of progressed from there into working with other writers and stuff like that. Right now, working with this writer here, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob Jones, he's helping me with the script for the movie project that I'm trying to get off and trying to build awareness around. And you know, work with, you know, hopefully we'll work together more in the future with some of the books that I'm coming out with.
I gotta ask Rob, you're interested in this. How do you come sort of into the comic book world? Were you always into it like I was as a
right,
kid?
Yeah, I collected them as a kid, but yeah, I kind of fell off my interest. I guess the movies kind of got me back into it. I never thought about, you know, working with a comic artist. We have a mutual author friend. He referred me to him because we're working together. And yeah, I was kind of blown away by everything. And like, you know, I'm a Native American myself, so it's like, you know, there's not a lot of you know, heroes and comics regarding it, you know, any of this, you know, stuff. And once I got talking to him and saw everything, it's like, yeah, you know, I got to get involved in this. I kind of dropped some of the other project I was working on, and I wrote two scripts. We wrote a Hair script, and then we have this one, Avengers type one, taking place in Rochester, and we're just kind of going forward to that.
That's what I'm sorry, I hate to go back to it in an interview, even though you said it a few times. I just think that's interesting that it's set in Rochester,
right?
Whereas opposed to, you could have picked any city you wanted anywhere, you know, you could have picked any place in the world that you wanted,
exactly, yeah.
But you decided to make it Rochester, so there's some similarity to streets,
right. Exactly.
Or there's certain places
exactly
people may know that makes it so interesting. Now, is there a plan? I know, Nas, you were mentioning before off air. Is there a plan to try to make this a visual scene? Is that true, Rob, or is you guys working on that together?
Well, you know some animators. He's got a little like couple minute video on YouTube with kind of a preview of it. And right now we're just kind of looking around for funding, talking to people. And I mean, that's the goal.
That's the goal to get it a visual to this.
Right. Yeah. So I have some animators I'm working with overseas called Vulture Head Studios, and they're helping me put it together. So what we did is that I actually created a storyboard, which came easy to me, because I made comic books. And then we went from there to actually creating like a one-minute visual, which is on my website, starskillscomics.com. And you could view it, you know, on YouTube, and I have it on my Instagram and stuff like that. And we're just trying to build awareness to let people know that, you know, we're trying to bring, you know, kind of like an animated movie, you know, and saying to Rochester, you know, New York, where we could have... You know, like some of the Rochester, New York, hopefully talent, you know what I'm saying, and work with some, you know, the artists, local artists and stuff over here to, you know, kind of put a spotlight on.
A lot of people don't realize, like, all the history in Rochester. I mean,
a
lot of revolutionary people, and then the Susan B. Anthony Bridge, Fort Tree Bridge, MLK Jr. Park. I mean, there's a lot of great, like, visual
great
places,
city.
Too, for, like, action scenes to take place. And
exactly.
You may want to take advantage of all of that.
Well, this is interesting. I want people to know exactly, where do I go to get these comics? So if I'm listening to this podcast right now, I'm listening to the show, where do I go, Nigel, to go get some of these, or at least bring somebody into the idea of, there are stories being written from here, people from here grew up here, talking about here, and just implementing superheroes?
Well, I know a lot of people might be too familiar with some of the comic book stores, but we also have it at Barnes & Noble's in College Town too as well.
Oh, really?
Right? So,
okay.
You know, if you guys, you know, want to head over there and you know, ask for, you know, my books, Nigel Carrington's books, Starskill Studios books, a local guy, you know, from Rochester, New York, who do comic books and stuff like that, ask for my books.
Yeah.
And they'll, you know, kindly, you know, show you guys where it's at. And, yeah, you know, so again, besides there, I have
your
it
website
at
too, right?
Comic book stores. I also have it on my website.
Okay, so people can order the comics through the website?
You could order it through the website, which is starskillscomics.com, right? And, you know, all the comic book stores in Rochester have them too as well.
I've never heard of most people who do comic books, I guess you could live anywhere you wanted, but you're doing this online, you're doing this local, and you want to work with local people to make this happen. Is that part of it?
Yeah, you know, I work with like a lot of local writers. I have like a lot of local artists featured in some of the books too as well. You know, like I just try to do, it's printed in Rochester.
It's printed here too.
It's printed in Rochester.
Oh,
I have a friend, who own a printery, Tony Barrison. His name is his printery name is Printing Plus. He prints all my books. You know, I have you know, a lot of local talent, you know, who I work with as well. You know,
and this is a concept that you've been working on and getting into. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been like, okay, I like writing stories, I like putting comic books together. How long have you been putting this together?
If I give you guys my life story. All right. So, yeah, it started, you know, way back where I'm from originally. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. Okay. If you guys, you know, wondering where the accent from is, not Jamaica, it's Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
Right. And I came to the U.S. and I started to work on like little comic book stories. It was nothing finished and complete. I moved to Rochester and I did my first book. I dropped it off at the comic book store at the time, which was on Mount Hope Avenue. And everybody liked it. It was wide, you know, it was well received and stuff like that. And then it went from there to me creating my next comic book. My second comic book title was Ant Hill, right? You know, it was about a government agency that's trying to get this kid and stuff like that. And then I went from that to creating other books, right? And it just keep going on, and it was like a snowball effect. And I just started making more books and more books and more books, and then people start, you know, knowing me as like the comic book guy in Rochester, and you know, buying all my books and stuff like that. So, you know, as long as people keep buying my art, buying my books, you know, saying I'll keep doing it, I'll keep working with good writers like my friend Rob over here, and trying to, you know, put Rochester, you know, on the, you know, spotlight, you know, for doing comics and all that stuff.
Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Rob, for sharing your story. And you know, what's great about this whole story, it involves networking. You found one thing you really like, you jumped all the way in.
Exactly.
You met Rob, you met people who knew him, and then now it explodes out, and Rochester could have their own comic book base based on characters and city. That you, as you said before, Rob, has a lot of history.
Yeah, people don't.
Exactly.
I used to live in Dallas. I tell people I'm from New York, and they're like, oh, I automatically think New York City, and then you tell them Rochester, and they really have no concept or clue about it. And they realize, just, you know, technology, I mean, Dred Scott, Susan B. Anthony, I mean, there's so much here. I mean, Kodak, Xerox, I mean, back in the day, I mean, these really changed the country and the world in a lot of ways.
Exactly.
And no one knows, you know.
Yeah, so we absolutely.
And we got there. We got the number one radio station, you know what I'm saying, in Rochester, WDKX here. You know, it's like the first, black-owned
radio station. Yeah, well, the last of them now.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's big news. I was like, wow, I made it to WDKX. That's awesome, you know what I'm saying?
Where'd you go to school? When you came here, did you go to like a high school? Everybody, you know how everybody comes here and they're like, I claim this high school. Yeah. Did you go to high school here or no?
No, I went to high school back home in Trinidad.
Oh, okay.
And I remember my art teacher, man, he was the best art teacher I had.
Really?
Back then. He would every time we walk into class, we'd be excited, you know, to do doing art projects and stuff like that. And then I had a lot of the students in the class was paying me on the side to do the art assignments.
you know? So you made a little cash on the side.
Right. So it developed. It developed from that side hustle. It developed from me doing that to, like, you know, it kind of that. I want to thank all these people back then because it kind of helped fuel the flame for me to create all this, you know, this whole comic book universe that I created.
Yeah.
And before I go, I don't want to forget to mention, right, that you guys could go on Indiegogo. Right, and the project is on Indiegogo, and you just had to type Ultimate Force, right? That's the name of the movie, and you know, if you can't find it there, go to my my Instagram, right? I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook under Nigel Carrington, right? And I just plastered the whole page with my Indiegogo campaign. I want you guys to go there. Try to help me fund this movie that's going to be made in Rochester, New York.
Filmed here.
What I'm saying? Yeah. And it's going to have all these landmarks and you know, all the good, you know, rich stuff in our Rochester, New York. I'm trying to get Rochester, New York talent. So you guys, you know, if you want, you could also email me, right? And, you know, I could put my email out there, right? It's Nigel_Carrington, right? @yahoo.com. I still use Yahoo. I'm old school.
Hey, I still got one of them too. I ain't mad at you.
Right?
Thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Thank you for the comic books.
You could have all those.
Really? I can have them all?
Yeah.
Man, this look good too.
Yeah, I listen to you on W. I know you're a comic book fan, bro.
Oh,
so.
Man. No, I got them. I'm looking to sell some, but not these. We're WDKX online at WDKX.com.